The leader of the New York State Senate says lawmakers will move forward with criminal justice reforms to end most forms of cash bail beginning in January. Karen DeWitt reports.
District attorneys and county sheriffs have complained that an end to cash bail for most crimes will make the state more dangerous. And they say they don't have enough funding or staff to comply with new laws that will require them to hand over evidence in 15 days that they've gathered against people accused of crimes. Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the laws were changed because the criminal justice system treats poor people and people of color unfairly.
There gets a point where you're criminalizing poverty. I don't think that is what anybody wants to do. We certainly don't want to do. It's about justice.
The Senate leader says she's not averse to tweaking the laws in the future if needed, and she says she hears the concerns of district attorneys who say they need more money to carry out the changes. The head of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, though, is not convinced that the new laws will work.
We find out about the consequences after the fact. And most New Yorkers aren't going to know a damn thing about this until it becomes law on January 1st, when jail doors are open and the jails are emptying.
Langworthy says the laws were changed in the dead of night during the state budget process, and the public did not fully realize their implications. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.